let me begin by saying that we should remember that the security advisor, General Ali Mohammed, contested. He was one of the few people who contested with Governor Yar'Adua then, you know, during the PDP party primaries in 2007. He refused all overtures and ensured that he contested, even though he lost to, President Yar'Adua, you know. So this is not his first time, really, wanting to vie for the presidency of Nigeria. He did that in 2007. And he has also been indicating his interest to run for the office as soon as Yar'Adua fell ill. And the rumor became heightened when Goodluck Jonathan appointed him the National Security Advisor, since when he was an acting president, to the time that Yar'Adua passed away. Nigerians were told every minute that General Aliyu was interested in the presidency of this country. So I'm not really surprised that he has resigned his appointment because he wants to contest with President Goodluck Jonathan. The most surprising thing is that General Aliyu is contesting in a field where his former boss, military president Ibrahim Babangida, is also in the race. The last time Babangida, we were told, wanted to contest in 2007, but presented two major reasons. One was that the late President Yar'Adua is his younger brother, and also that General Aliyu Mohammed is his close associate, and that since two of them were in the race, he had pulled out of the 2007 presidential race. So I am not surprised that General Mohammed is running now. Not because he's Jonathan's security advisor, but specifically because his former boss, military president Ibrahim Babangida, has declared his intention. And despite that, General Aliyu is coming out to, contest. But like I did say, there are so many, permutations, so many, information around the corners, giving different interpretation. But what I do know really is that General Aliyu was in the Jonathan administration specifically to provide two things. One, to increase the legitimacy of the administration when it was in acting capacity. And secondly, probably to provide the needed intelligence and surveillance, in view of the element that kept President Yar'Adua outside the country and the way his family and the very close political associates officially concealed the reality of the health of the president to the rest of Nigeria. So, immediately, General Mohammed was appointed NSA. He cleared the coast and paved the way for the dissolution of the Yar'Adua cabinet and other subsequent, decisions that could be said to be the breakthroughs that eventually culminated into the swearing in of Goodluck Jonathan after the passing away of the late President Umaru Yar'Adua. So I'm not surprised. The handwriting is there on the wall, and it's just a matter of issues coming to pass.
Nigeria's Independent Electoral Commission has asked for more time to prepare for the election. A spokesman for the Independent Electoral Commission said that today that the commission would seek a delay. What is your take on that?
Those really who are of the opinion that for us to rush into an election in January and have a fiasco as we have had in the last two or three elections in this country, it is better that we allow the Independent National Electoral Commission, as is currently constituted, and which has tremendous support and enjoy the backing of millions of Nigerians, to do a more thorough job of having a very credible voter register, and then conduct sufficient, civic education and enlightenment on the need for citizens to take the elections as a very serious enterprise. So in a nutshell, I'm saying that I belong to the category of Nigerians that will want INEC to do a better election. And if January is not a feasible date, which quite a lot of us are of the view that January is really rather too close, and if we insist we must do elections in January, then I assure you that we are going to have either similar or even worse catastrophe that we have seen in the past. So I do side with INEC, and I also want Nigerian political class especially and the citizenry to make a very strategic choice, and the choice is simple. Either to agree to an election that will be rushed in January or to open the constitution and see any possibility of making adjustments so that INEC can do a good voter register, conduct sufficient voter education, and also be able to evolve sufficient machinery that will block all the leakages, you know, and the loopholes that have been identified as responsible for election rigging and malpractices in the past. If we can do that, I'm sure we have elections in April or in May, then specifically, I'm sure Nigerians are going to be happier, they are going to be better for it than, you know, just going to an election in January, which will just be a normal ritual whereby the voter register wouldn't have been thoroughly authenticated, where INEC has not provided the enabling environment or succeeded in evolving effective strategies of blocking all those loopholes and other weaknesses that resulted in, very poor election management in the past. So I want to join forces with INEC. I want to also call on virtually all Nigerians of good conscience to really take a look at this situation and make this strategic choice. Either go to elections in January and maybe expect a disaster, or increase the time, get into the necessary machinery. Of course, the National Assembly can easily come down and sit down and begin to think of what, you know, necessary measures. I mean, when President Yar'Adua was ill, the Constitution was silent about it. It was the National Assembly that came up with the doctrine of necessity. So I see this also as a very serious, you know, period of political emergency, which the political stakeholders, especially the National Parliament, as well as the state legislators, must sit together and understand the best way out of it so that we can have an extension of period to enable the Independent National Electoral Commission compile a more credible voter register, make sufficient and more elaborate, you know, preparations and arrangement towards a free, fair, and credible election, so that at the end of the day, Nigerians can hold their heads high and say, yes, at least for the first time we have a government, we have a representation that is truly a reflection of our desires and aspirations.
Professor Mato, it seems that the Electoral Commission is saying that the voter register need sufficient time. Do you think that there was too much of a rush or too much of a push by the powers that be in the legislature to have the election done as quickly as possible? And do you think that they will give the time that the Electoral Commission is requesting in order to adequately prepare for the vote?
Well, you see, let me begin by saying that in the first place, every sensible Nigerian knows that it is not possible to produce a very credible voter register within the shortest possible time. Nigeria is such a very massive country with a lot of topographical problems. You have places in the delta, you have places in the coast areas, you have a lot of people in the desert, you have a lot of people in areas that have been, you know, consumed by a lot of erosion and other forms of, you know, natural disasters that you really get to reach. And for you to reach them, it will require time. And for you to even get the people that are going to register, you require sufficient education, mobilization, and awareness campaign on the part of both the political class and the Independent National Electoral Commission. So I am saying that the time really is very, very short. It's very inadequate. I quite agree with INEC that the time is inadequate. But then another factor here has to do with the fact that the National Assembly, and as well as the State Houses of Assembly, that amended the Constitution to make election a minimum of 120 days before the expiration of the tenure of any particular administration, did not do that with a specific reference to the 2011 election. That correction, I think, that amendment to the Constitution was made, to take care of all future developments. But like I did say, here we are in a moment of what I would call political emergency. I don't think the period of national emergency is restricted to when you have flooding, when you have war, when you have farming, and so on and so forth. But a situation where a constitution was recently amended and then provided for a time frame within which it is rather impossible or very difficult to conduct a very transparent electoral process. I see that as a specific period of national emergency that the National Assembly need to take a look at by ensuring that the necessary constitutional provisions are exploited in order to take care of this situation so that the necessary adjustments are made, you know, to enable INEC have more time to do a credible voter register, conduct sufficient political and civic education, and also give political parties a very good, you know, time and opportunity to also educate their members on the need to go and register, you know. And then by implication also giving, you know, the political class themselves the opportunity to do further consultation on the need to reduce the inherent, you know, pressures that we see, you know, beclouding the political atmosphere all over the place. If the political class could have more time, sufficient time to be able to do some realignment of forces and engage one another, I tell you the election is not going to be as corporate as it's going to be ordinarily if it's conducted in January. So I see light rarely along the tunnel, and I do believe that the National Assembly as well as state assemblies could make the necessary adjustments, you know, that the Independent National Electoral Commission may require, you know, in order to have a free and fair election. But that's really the debate now at the center of Nigeria's, you know, coming election. It is not possible to do a good voter register, conduct an election credibly in January, given the space. It is not 150 million Nigerians that are going to vote. Nigeria is 140 million people, but at least about 50 to 60 to 70 million people are expected to be between the ages of 18 and above, and that is the age of Nigerians that are supposed to go to the vote and go to the polling stations and cast their votes.
Professor Mato, do you think that the National Assembly that set the date literally for January will agree that there is too much work for the Electoral Commission to do with the little time that it has, that to ensure a credible vote, they need to give the necessary time for the Electoral Commission to do its work. So there will be devoid of violence, devoid of conspiracy theories to rob or to rig the election for one person or another. Do you think they will give them the time to adequately prepare for a credible vote?
Yeah, I'm sure that with sufficient, you know, information and reasoning, the National Assembly will be favorably disposed to the idea of shifting the election date. I'm sure they will. They did not fix the date, you know, arbitrarily. Like I told you, these dates were fixed as a matter of constitutional provision. It is a section of the Constitution that was amended recently that provides, you know, that election into any office must be conducted not later than 160 days and not less than 20 days before the expiration of the tenure of that particular office. So it is not the electoral law. You know, it's not the electoral act that was passed and which was signed by the president that contains that. But the electoral act is simply an interpretation of that constitutional provision. You know, so I'm saying that the public pressure, yes, I think the civil society groups will have to do, you know, a more thorough job by ensuring that sufficient education. I mean, it is very clear, you know, Nigerians are full of conspiracy theories. But the bottom line and the simplest question that you need to ask every Nigerian you meet on the street is that, will you like to have an election that will be rushed and rigged in January, or rather, will you prefer that the period within which the election should take place should be extended to maybe March and April that will provide INEC with sufficient time to make adequate arrangements so that we can have an election that is free, fair, and credible? I assure you that there will be a resounding yes among Nigerians that the election should take place at a later date. So I don't think if the National Assembly will have any reservations for that. And I think it will always work in tandem with the ambitions of the Nigerian people. So that is not an issue under debate. It is an issue. Of course, I do know that the legislature or even the presidency itself may not come out clearly and, you know, push for the idea of shifting the date of election because Nigerians will suspect, you know, conspiracy. And it's also not possible for INEC as the independent arbiter in this case, as the umpire, to come out and say, look, we cannot do elections, but we're asking that the elections be, postponed. So it is a responsibility of Nigerians, and I think we are doing that quite fairly, you know, to try to say, I will personally, like I have said before, prefer to have a more credible election at a later date than to have a mess that will take us the next 4 years in January. I think it's a security issue.